might look good to taste.
You could get sick.
Ick.
Real quick.
Ick.
Real sick.
Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick. Don't you put it in your mouth.
Uh-uh.
Till you ask someone you love.
That's right, sis.
If it's okay to eat.
If it's okay to eat.
Like a muffin.
Thank you. you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. This is Isia from Word on the Street. And tonight, today in the studio, we have Friggs, who are from Toronto, and they'll be playing a show tonight at Redgate. So, yep, keep your ears open.
Where they are, the light of joy. Thank you. Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothes.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox, which has no...
That was the last one. All right. That was Shearing Pink's song, High Waltz. Their album, People. That was the last album they put out. Came out in 2014. Shearing Pink's not seen around town as often nowadays, as one of them lives in France. However, lucky for us, they're going to be playing here in Vancouver tonight at Redgate, along with the band that, if you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, you would have heard play a live set here at CITR. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting, as always, from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And we are not joined in studio by that band. They're known as, affectionately known as Friggs. How's everybody doing?
Good. Thank
Great.
You.
All right. Maybe do a quick round of intros and say what you, how you take part in the band.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Lucas, and I play the bass in the band.
I'm Duncan. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Bria. I sing in the band.
I'm Chris. I play the drums in the band.
Everyone's in the band. Great. We're all on board. That was wonderful. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And as mentioned, you're going to be playing tonight at Redgate. Now, we can say it now. A couple months ago, that would have been underground, not be able to say the venue name. However, everything is now being revealed.
Wow.
Redgate on Hastings. Everybody should make it out. Again, along with Shearing Pink's and BB, a couple local bands. But, of course, you all are here. On a long tour that is already 1 month in, correct?
And how, yeah, how
almost,
is,
almost a month.
27 days today.
27 days in. Yeah. Not that anyone's scratching notches into a wall or anything, but
I think Lucas might be a little better.
Great. How has that been so far? There's at least been one festival along the way. It's South by Southwest, yeah.
We've played four festivals now.
Oh, wow. Great.
On this yeah. tour. So we did Savannah Stopover in Georgia, and then South by Southwest, and then we played Valley of the Vapors Festival in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and then we were just at Tree Fort in Boise.
Oh, okay. Great. Valley of the Vapors.
Yeah.
Easy joke teed up there. But yeah, we'll skip that. What I will ask about is South by Southwest. One, because it's the biggest thing, but also in order to question that. I've been there once a couple years ago, and I don't know how I feel about the scale of South by Southwest and the sprawl of it, and the fact that every show is pretty much put on by something along the lines of PBR or I don't know what else, Monster Energy Drink. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what did you play any showcase of that nature?
No, we were lucky enough that we didn't have to play one of those showcases. We were asked to play by Arts and Crafts, their showcase,
okay,
and
great.
The M for Montreal showcase. Whether those are internally sponsored by some sort of liquor company, I do not know.
Well, we had to drink Bud Light.
Well, the whole festival
oh, yeah.
was,
that's right,
yeah,
festival.
So the
oh,
whole
this
festival
year it
was
Bud
Light.
Bud Light. Okay.
So you get
okay.
two free Bud Lights when you play.
Which is basically like
set.
A glass of water.
Yeah. Glass of bad tasting
yeah.
water.
Yeah, dirty, dirty water.
Yeah. But I agree with you. It's South by Southwest is very
yeah, so, overwhelming. Yeah, so how is the experience? So I guess I just wonder because they get a lot of great bands to play. It's always a good lineup, but it's so spread out and so huge and so many unofficial shows that it's hard to get a grip of, and I don't know how you felt about the shows that you played and whether you think it's worthwhile to do something like that as a band. I'm sure it's a fun whirlwind in a sense, but as far as like what does South by Southwest mean nowadays? Mm-hmm. You
know? I mean, I think it's honestly, before we got asked to play South by, I don't think we had like any like strong interest in doing it, only because everything we had heard and from people we know who went down there, it was just like, it's crazy. Like, unless you're playing like a lot of showcases, it might not be that fruitful. I was kind of excited to maybe be like one of the only bands I knew that didn't play South By. But then this whole tour
now
happened, and we played South By, and it was fun. I mean, our Emperor Montreal showcase was wild. It was a really good time. We only played two shows, and in hindsight, I'm really thankful for that because we were there for like less than 48 hours.
36. It's actually less than 36 hours.
Yeah.
Again, not that anyone's counting.
We have any number you need to know about our tour.
But yeah, because I think if we played, you know, some people play like 10 showcases and they're just running around the entire time and they wear themselves out. And we have had like 4 more weeks of touring after that. So we played our 2 shows, we partied and then left, and it was fine.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So other than that, yeah, so big tour that is at this point is in back in Canada because of a new record that you just put out, Basic Behavior Spelled the Canadian Way. how has that all gone? How do you feel the reception is? How are you feeling about first full length? Yeah, everything else has been EPs and singles, so that must be exciting.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a relief.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Been in the works for a while, yeah?
Yeah, it has. It's been a long time coming. I think it's, like, it's been going well. It's still kind of something I feel like us getting used to is, like, having merch to sell that is, like, $20 instead of, like, a $5 tape. That's kind of, like, a nice thing to, like, present to somebody.
Real band.
Yeah. Yeah, Duncan?
No, I think it's been great. I think we're just excited to, we're happy to have it out, and we're happy to have those songs out. But I think we're like just as much looking forward to just recording, writing more, and just putting out another record as soon as we can.
Yeah, that's the thing with something like that, where you've been with these kind of songs for such a long time that you've probably moved on, in a sense, from a lot of them.
I think the last song that we played in that set is like one of a handful of like newer songs that we really are excited to record and keep writing stuff like that, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Otherwise, on the road, any that you can mention on air, any silly, funny highlights/lowlights? The tour that people have
that
ready
you can
to hand
mention on air.
Yeah, leniently, but
we can do that. Yeah. Leniently. I think like show highlights were, you know, like Montreal, New York were really fun. Savannah Stopover was really fun. I think we learned some valuable lessons on this tour. You should not call Donald Trump a fascist on Jekyll Island, or you will be asked to leave.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Huh? So you were booted. I don't even know what Jekyll
Island
only is.
Not only did we get kicked off, we were paid to leave the island and never come back.
So maybe you do that. That's not bad.
The part of the story that's missing is the hurtful part. So
okay.
What else?
Glad we got that onto the airwaves.
Yeah, it needed to happen.
Good phone call after this.
What else? I think if you're going to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, be prepared to drink the water and enjoy the water and stay an extra day. Because everybody
benefit from the water.
Yeah, you'll benefit from the water.
Everyone's going to talk about the water a lot, too.
Yeah.
Great. Not that anyone is counting how many times someone mentioned the water in Hot Springs, Alabama. Is that Alabama?
Arkansas.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
we can tell you all about the food we ate too.
Well, I bet that's. I mean, I think that ties a tour together. Yeah. I think the promise of waking up in the morning and having breakfast is a huge deal on the road like that. What I am interested in.
You're not interested in the food.
Well, food. I bet we could go on to social media streams and figure out a lot of the food that
you
ate.
Yeah, you could.
But what people need to know to get on the inside is go to roadgames/ who's in control of music in the car on the road and how that bounce gone. Or do you sit in silence, which I think day 27 maybe is a good possibility. sitting in silence.
It's always a pretty steady blend.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of take turns putting stuff on. And
mm-hmm. We usually run with the rule driver's choice. Okay. It doesn't always go that way, but, you know, that kind of helps keep it flowing.
Yeah.
But we do enjoy the sweet sound of silence as well.
I say when we play music, it's probably 90% country music.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be the thing we can agree on.
Yeah. And then, like, ruminant songs mostly after
we had
that?
Oh, that was such a nice day.
Yeah. Like, the Women in Songs compilations.
Oh, okay.
We kind of just make our own as, like, the 90s women.
Great, okay.
Songs.
Oh. So, I think a great road song, and someone walked in this morning, was playing this, and I don't know who it was. Alanis Morissette. Uh-huh. Do you know the song Hand in My Pocket?
Oh, yeah.
It's the funniest, most bonding song.
Yeah. Chris really likes, what's the Alanis Morissette song you really like right now?
Hands clean.
Hands.
Yeah, it's a really
hands song. Great. Okay, great. Again, thank you for coming. So, one more time, new record is Basic Behavior. Can be found online, yes, and bought online.
Oh, yeah.
Any other way of getting to your music? There's a Bandcamp page.
Bandcamp, Spotify.
Yeah. Great.
Apple Music, I'm sure you can illegally download the record at this point.
Come to Redgate tonight and you can buy it off us in person.
Redgate tonight, 855 East Hastings, playing with Shearing Pinks and BB. You're wrapping up the tour after this. Still have a few shows left.
Shows, Chris?
It's eight. We have eight more shows.
Great, okay. And then we'll head back home for a time at least. Great. Thanks for coming. That was great. The set. To wrap things up and finish up the show before Word on the Street comes on at 5, any random song requests that we can play on air? I think to transition, we'll play a Frigg song. Is there any song that you'd want us to play on air in particular?
You know what? I've been kind of pushing Heavyweights.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll play Heavyweights by Frigg, the new album, and then get requests. Anything on the top of anyone's minds right now?
Yeah, we would like to request Rage of Plastics by Fiverr.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, great.
The original version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So we'll do Rage of Plastics by Fiverr after Heavyweights, and then if we have other random requests to fill out the hour, we will play them, and they will be from Frigg to you. So stay tuned. War on the Street is on, up next, and head to Redgate tonight. Thank you, everybody.
He's tripping a lot. That's okay. Thank you.
It's blind to the brightness, our designs unseen, like the backside of some skirt in some old man's dream. I got caught putting off all my traveling plans for this refinery job. Fashion breaks out of the brakes as they come. Land goes for less. Downwind of the plan, there's no telling how long you'll be paying. There are scores of us born in silent spring, whose wounds don't take, won't bear anything. He had a wife for a daughter, I had one for a son. Now I rock my moon-faced man like one. Was it the river on fire that made us what we became? Was it the cup that we drank from, or what it contained? Does it move to the beat of the oil drum, or flow out of our eyes as we're wailing? I see it rise. The clouds overhung, just to spin back down on everyone. Land goes for less. Downwind of the plan, there's no telling how long you'll be paying. Tried to be patient as I've been made nurse. Get some help from the perks of my devotion's curse. And I know, yes I know, the man's pain is much worse. grace for the moon, and his grace are now waiting. If you say the first one now, will later be last. My faith in scripture has come to pass. Now I won't play dumb. I'm not trying to sweeten this blow. You give me a ribbon. I won't.
But what job you doing? You're a spy?
No, I'm a singer.
Come on, what are you singing? Traviata?
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to 101.9 CITR FM. We are currently broadcasting from the University of British Columbia campus on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is the UBC Music Affairs Collective, and this is Word on the